From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. Looking forward to a great show. Tuesday, January 7th, Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, coming up here very soon. Going to talk about family resolutions here in the new year and what that looks like. Deacon Randy Keel, founder of Cardia Counseling, coming up here very soon as well. At 7:25, Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk. She's going to preview her 10 o'clock show this morning. And at 7:45, Maggie Green's going to be on. She's just hilarious. This is her bio. Maggie Green is a pen name for a Catholic wife and mother who waits for some of her children to return to the faith. She wrote a book, The St. Monica Club, How to Hope, Wait, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones. Maggie Green coming up at 7:45. Really looking forward to speaking with her. Mark Amadeo, news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell. We will have your saint of the day in the second half hour as well. We are jam-packed, ready to go here on this Tuesday. Let's make it happen. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Tuesday to you. You sound better, so that cold must be going away.
I said 30 hours yesterday at this time, and I woke up this morning feeling really good. I sneezed about 84 times on the way here, but besides that, I feel good. I think I've got 6 hours left.
John, there's a reason why you travel alone.
Yeah. That's true. You know, but isn't that the way it works, though? I mean, here I am with a, you know, bad cold the last, you know, 3-4 days. And I never get colds or never get sick when I'm on the road in those dirty planes and, you know, hotels and all that. Mm-hmm. But I do when I'm in the comforts of my own home.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Depends on what the air you've been breathing. And you breathe the wrong stuff and you suffer for it for a while.
Well, I guess I got 3 kids, so it's probably more disgusting than it is on an airplane.
Yes, that's one more than you had last year, so you have more germs in the Leonetti household.
That's true. But there's also more sanitizer, with a baby.
That's true. Where are you headed off to? I know it's your first journey of the 2020, the new
tomorrow.
Decade, your first journey. Where are you headed tomorrow?
Goodness, I go to Omaha tomorrow for a talk tomorrow night. Then I fly out from Omaha to Denver for a talk Thursday night. Then I fly out to Fort Wayne, South Bend for a talk Saturday morning. And I fly out Sunday for a talk Monday night in Appleton, Wisconsin. Then I'm home for 3 days.
My goodness, that is quite the itinerary.
Yep, it's just kind of, normally this is coming up here on parish mission season, but January mm-hmm. is always, kind of intermixed between February and March, the different conferences that are going on, so different talks and things like that. So, yeah, this will be a few one-nighters.
All right. Well, you rest up because you got quite a journey, and get that voice back in shape.
I'm ready.
All right. Right now from the Mercy One Studios, meteorologist Megan Selwell, who, by the way, is on Channel 13 this morning doing the weather for TV 13. Right now we have mostly clear skies in Des Moines, 27 degrees, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the feels like temperature is 17 degrees. You wake up on this Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, and today we'll see mostly sunny skies and then clouds moving in later on this afternoon. Today's high 41 degrees, about 20 degrees warmer than it is for this time of year. West winds at 5 to 10. 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 18 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 38 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, rain possible, a high of 54 degrees. That'll be our warmest day of the week. And on Friday, colder temperatures and even a chance of snow for your Friday, a high of 33 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, the new $500 million Des Moines Airport terminal will have to be bigger than originally thought. Des Moines International Airport plans in 2018 called for the new airport terminal to be built in two phases as travel numbers increase here in central Iowa. Well, now the Des Moines Airport managers say they need to build it all at once, as close to 3 million passengers use the Des Moines International Airport in 2019. That is a record number that was not supposed to happen until the year 2027. Now, with the record growth, airport officials are considering plans to install the new gates and build the new terminal now. Airport officials hope Congress will allow them to raise fees on tickets to help pay for the expansion. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, women's college basketball up in Ames. It was number 25 Texas defeating the Iowa State Cyclones 81-75 at Hilton Coliseum. Last night in NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines, the Iowa Wolves knocked off first place Memphis by the score of 145-136 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And last night, the second to last bowl game happened. The Lending Tree Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama had Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns defeated the Miami of Ohio 27-17. That sets up the final college football bowl game. That'll be this Monday night, January 13th, Clemson versus LSU, both teams with records of 14-0 for the College Football National Championship, and they'll kick off 7 o'clock on Monday on ESPN. Tonight, it's men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference and in the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes on the road in Big Ten play at Nebraska tonight, and they'll tip it off at 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. And Missouri Valley Conference play both Northern Iowa and Draker home. Northern Iowa hosting Indiana State at 7 o'clock in the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls, while Drake is home to Loyola of Chicago, and they'll tip off at 8 o'clock. That'll be televised nationally on CBSSN. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling on the schedule for today. Fort Dodge taking on Dowling at Val Lanes in West Des Moines, and those matches get underway at 2:30. And tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, boys basketball. It's number 7 Dowling taking on Hoover. Our pregame coverage begins at 7:30, tipping off at 7:45 from the Hoover Gym. Dowling and Hoover tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Join me along with Mike Swain for the call. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 27 degrees right now, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 17 degrees. And today, we'll have mostly sunny skies, clouds moving in by afternoon, a high of 41 degrees with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things starting off with a 7-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown on 235, as well as from the East Mixer into downtown, also 7 minutes. And we do have an accident at Merle Hay Road and University, so that's going to create a bit of a problem through there. Thanks to Builder Kent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Kent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. What's say you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's talk about family resolutions. How about that? You know, I met with my friend Joe Stopulis yesterday, and we talked about kind of a plan for the year for both of us. And we talked about personal goals and then also business goals. And then we talked about family goals. And it was just really good. I mean, it was kind of therapeutic to really kind of have someone able to hold you accountable. But the family goals was really neat because he talked about, you know, the prayer that he wants to do with his family, and I talked about mine. I want to start with that one as a resolution for every single marriage and family that is listening right now to start praying together.
Well, you know, and I think that that's a great resolution. And I think even, you know, it's important to know, you know, why do we as families, why do we as married couples, why do we make these sorts of resolutions? And I think it's important to, you know, families, we have to dream together. We have to work towards something together and build something together. And that's, you know, that's really a good part or a beautiful part of the whole tradition of New Year's resolutions. And it's about setting these goals together. And you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, your first goal, the foundation for anything is you have to live in a relationship with Christ. And that happens through prayer. And so as an individual, as a married couple, as a family, if we don't build upon that foundation, then we're building on sand.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There is nothing more important, friends, nothing more important than prayer. And prayer, as a praying together as a family, is the most important thing that you will ever do. And you've heard it said before, you know, the family that prays together stays together. More so, the family that prays together gets their kids and themselves to heaven. You know, I mean, this is what our Lord commands us. It's relationship. And relationship, you know, that's what religion means, religare. Is that relationship, that binding relationship that we have with God that is, you know, happens when we cultivate a sense of prayer. Yeah. And a daily prayer. Let's not just kind of throw it out, you know, well, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to pray every day for 10 minutes with my family. I'm going to pray every night with my family for 5 minutes. You know, something specific is important in this.
Absolutely. And you know, the point that you bring up about relationship, I think, is really vital, because there's a temptation to think that, you know, our dedication to prayer, our commitment to prayer, is sort of like our commitment to exercise, that if you put in the work, then you build muscle or something like that. But it's not about putting in work, or it's not about earning grace or anything like that. It's about living in the relationship that we're called to, about receiving what the Lord wants all of us to receive, what he offers to all of us. And so, you know, this is a resolution that's a little bit different, because we're not earning something, or we're not bettering ourselves in some particular way. Instead, what we're doing is making a commitment to receiving what the Lord wants us to receive, mm-hmm. which is friendship with him.
Yeah, yeah, that's the beautiful part about this. You know, the difference between this and any other maybe commitment that we make, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to read more, things like that. This is fully dependent on God. You know, we just have to say yes. You know, that we give him permission now, and his grace starts to work in our life. And the grace of prayer, you know, prayer, the definition of it is the Holy Spirit really speaking through us. We just open the floodgates for him to work. Let's allow that to happen in our families and in our marriages this year. That's all the time we got, but I think that's the most important one.
Amen. Yeah, right. Amen.
Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life, ready for a new year with you, brother.
Hey, thanks, John.
Talk to you next Tuesday. See you soon. Deacon Bye-bye. Randy Keel coming up right after this, founder of Cardia Counseling. We're going to be talking about vanity and ego going into the new year. Looking forward to that. Deacon Randy Keel right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Tuesday. And a big thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Dean Bell and Bell Construction, roofingankeny.com, 963-4494. Now, you wouldn't think he's busy maybe during this time of year. People get, you know, new roofs in the spring or the summer, maybe even in the fall. Not the winter, right? Well, don't talk to Dean Bell. Dean is jam-packed, roofs everywhere. Granted, it is a little bit warmer this time of year than normal. 963-4494, need a new roof. I know a guy, roofingankeny.com.
Be not afraid with Father Fabian Moncada, Tuesday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio, iowacatholicradio.com, or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through programs like Be Not Afraid on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessedment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmentinternational.org. That's blessedmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Thank you to Tumi and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumi and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiandSons.net.
In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he told them not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. We ask for your continued prayer and financial support with a $30 a month gift. You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com through the Iowa Catholic Radio app or 515-223-1150.
Hey, second half hour, friends. I really am looking forward to Maggie Green. She is the founder of the St. Monica Club. She's got a book called The St. Monica Club, How to Hope, Wait, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones. If you have kids or grandkids or maybe a spouse or someone you know that has fallen away from the Catholic Church, this is going to be the interview for you. 7:45. Ready for that. I want to thank Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Heating and cooling quality. No, not just the customer service. A commitment to the quality of workmanship and to the materials and equipment. Next to none. Originally founded in 1999. 20 years in business. Now over 20 years. GoldenRulePHC.com. GoldenRulePHC.com. Deacon Randy Keel in studio. Hello, Deacon.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right. The problem with vanity and ego in today's Christians. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, you know, we would think that the humility that comes with understanding our salvation would diminish the human ailment of what we have at times of vanity and ego. But sometimes, you know, that humanity gets in, creeps over, dominates, mm-hmm. and actually becomes part of what we call our spirituality. And I'd like us to just take an examination while we're driving, thinking, making coffee, eating breakfast, whatever it is, to take a little examination. How's this crept into my life? Mm-hmm. Let me look further deep within, because if I'm writing on that as my spiritual life, I'm creating a problem for myself and a problem for my spiritual community.
Now, let me ask you, is there a difference between vanity and ego? Are we kind of, they're the same.
Yeah, we quite often use them synonymously, but there's a little bit of difference. Our ego is our sense of self that we desire others to see us as.
Okay.
So this is the image I want you to see me as, so I will perform unto that. My vanity is the sense of what I do to bring a claim unto myself to control. So they work tangential with each other. Mm-hmm. So it's what I use to control how I want to be seen by the throngs. So the way I dress, the way I take care of my body, not just health-wise, but the way I want to be seen. I want to be seen as a blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. That's got our vanity inside of it. That's our earthly creature.
Is this in everyone?
This is everyone's plight.
Okay.
To the degree that it's there is our responsibility.
I see.
So it's everyone's plight. But if we look at it as something that we take pride in, we've got a struggle here.
Okay.
Because it's not going to bring about anything that's praiseworthy of God that we can give praise unto Him. We can't say, thank you, God, for the way I feel so vain, because that's cursed. The senses of vanity and the senses of ego ultimately come from the soil, not the soil that God created. They come down beneath the soil. They come from darkness. Mm-hmm. And so that identity isn't anything of what we're to aspire to be in Christ. The greatest compliment that we can ever strive to achieve, John, is the highest compliment from the Father. See, He gives us compliments in who He created us to be, in image bearers of Him, and well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the highest compliment that he'll ever, ever be giving to us. And that isn't even what we receive here on this earthly life. That's in our transition between earth and heaven. So that good and faithful servant isn't about what we're looking. We give praise back to him. He gives compliment down to us. He doesn't give praise to us. We give praise back to him for the way he's giving us the opportunity to receive that compliment for him.
So it's not about you. It's not about me.
Never.
It's about him.
Always.
That's the mantra, if you will, of the Christian, right?
It is.
St. Paul says it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. That ego disappears and it becomes, the Christian takes on Christ.
And every day is an examination of that self-death. Every day is an examination of that. So let's take a minute and look at what, in that highest compliment, well done, my good and faithful servant. What does good and faithful mean? That's where we can get sometimes mixed up inside of our piety, mm-hmm. being pious. What's underneath the veil of identity that we wear through our ego and through our vanity, whether it's a veil of a doily or whether it's the veil of prominence, prestige, and power, whatever it's a veil of, that's of just our earthly experience. That's not necessarily of Christ himself. Mm. So our sense of good comes out of the Greek word agathos, which means upright moral virtue, kindness, joyful, and generous.
Now, you didn't say nice. You said kindness.
Kindness, because nice is behavioral. Mm. Kindness is characterological.
I like that.
And the character of Christ is part of what we are to take on in Christ. Kindness comes out of the soul. Niceness comes out of a chosen behavior. So unkind people can be nice, but that doesn't mean that they are kind.
Wow.
Kind comes out as warmth. Nice comes out of pleasing.
I just have always said I can't stand the nice, that word, but you're going deep here in that.
Well, that's why you can't stand it. That's why. Because it's a facade. Hello. And the first part of facade is fos, and it comes out of the word fake.
Look at this guy. He's on fire.
Talk to me, St. Marie.
Deacon Tony. He's on fire this morning.
Let's go to lunch, John. He'll take over.
Now, the second word that we've heard, well done, my good and faithful servant. Faithful comes out of the word pistis. And that means reliable, trustworthy, able to be counted on, and follow through, and integrous. I want to go to the word integrous. Integrous is not the integrity that we build upon our own skills. Integrous is what comes through us as we build the character qualities of Christ inside of us to emulate through to the people that we come in contact with, which is all that context of what you and Adam were talking about through relationship and exposure to community. That's what integrous means. That's what the word faithful means. That's why we preach the good news in season and out of season. We don't just get stuck in the calendrical system of when to pray. We are to be people who are in prayer. Our conversations with one another, our conversations daily about people, our thoughts about people, in essence, are to be prayerful about one another. So when we think to ourselves, I wonder, did I pray today? Let's examine even further. In the goodness and faithfulness of his servants, was I continually in prayer today? Was everything about me in prayer today? Was everything about my identity about being under Christ? But if it's about self-adornation, that's vanity. It's about who I am as I need to be seen by others. Or a really, really quick test to take a look at, where's my ego today? Do I need to be right? Mm. If I need to be right, ego. So if we take an examination and even just think of our reflection of our witness as Catholic Christians, and do we come off higher than others because we're Catholic? Do we try to look at ourselves as, I'm Catholic and you're not? We look down upon others. We are in the wrong posture. Mm. That is the wrong posture to walk around as a good and faithful servant. Because servant is someone who blesses. And we just got done celebrating the holiest day, one of the holiest days of our church, not the holiest, but when Christ came down and he barocked Hebrew. He barocked us. He blessed us with his presence in the manger of the lowest of low, a baby born in a straw of hay in a feeding trough. That meant he came to the lowest place. Barock, the blessing, also means to kneel. It's low. It's never postured high.
Isn't that the essence of evangelization too? I mean, that is what catches the attention of the world. That is what catches the attention of others. That is what people see and want.
That's what catches the attention of the world that is beginning to seek and being responding to the Holy Spirit, but is not what catches the attention of worldliness. Hmm. But our ego will want to catch the attention of worldliness. What's the world looking for? Oh, and I will aspire unto that because I'll climb. I'll stretch. I'll step upon people if I need to. I'll get to where I need to go through my ego. I've got to become somebody. Never. God created the somebody that you are, never to be anybody else. Now, being in that, the goodness and faithfulness that can come from that is exactly the character qualities of Christ that he's given us to follow.
This is the essence of Christianity. I mean, this is the essence of what it means to be a disciple.
See, when God said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," he's saying the same words to us that he said to his own son. And so St. Paul said to us, "Be imitators of me as I am an imitator of Christ. I am a servant."
Yeah.
And I'm waiting today to see to whom shall you send me to serve.
And you said right at the beginning of this, it's a matter of dying to self.
It is, continually. And that's a hard process. That's we're called to do that examination. That's not an examination just for when we go to reconciliation.
Sure.
That's a daily reflection. That's an hourly reflection. How do I die to myself? I know what I want to say to this person, Lord. What is it you want to be communicated to this person? And am I emulating that? Our pride and our vanity and our ego will be obstacles to get in the way. So I kind of think playfully, I've got an article coming up this week. This reflects an article this week coming up this month in the Catholic Mirror. It says, "Excuse me, was that compliment for me?" You know, you just think of the audacious nature of a person and say, "Could you say that again? I didn't quite bask in every bit of the glory that comes out of that." I'd like to say, just say that. Oh, say that one more time. That felt so good. Oh, yeah, I'll wear that so well. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's our vanity.
Uh-huh.
Vanity will do that far.
Now, how do you accept a compliment then? What's the correct
Posture is thank you. And internally we know, because what they're doing is they're saying, "I like seeing Christ in you."
Hmm.
And we can say, "Thank you, because I offer myself over to that daily."
You know, when I was in the seminary, a good priest was teaching a class for us, and we were talking about homilies and everything. And he said, one of the worst things compliments you can do, or things you can do, is when you receive a compliment from someone. "That's a good homily, Father. That's a really good talk." Is to say, "Oh, it's not me. Oh, it's not me. This is God," or you know, blah blah blah, all these sorts of things. He says, "Thank them."
Exactly. I'm so hoping that would be your response to that. Thank you. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I've always remembered that when someone said, "John, that's a really good talk," I've always said, "Thank you." You know, I mean it.
But when someone says, "Oh, you know, it's all the Lord," we can hide behind that with piety. And our Christianity is not to be hidden under any kind of bushel.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. There's no light of Christ that comes from that.
And it is the Lord. Let's just be honest about this.
But
I like what you're saying.
We are thankful for how we have opened ourselves up to the Lord. He has manifested himself from it, given to that person. We come back and say, "Thanks be unto God."
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Let's end there. Hey, great work this morning.
Good to be with you.
You're a good man.
Have a good day,
this
John.
This is why you're the most popular counselor in Central Iowa.
Thank you.
I love it. I was hoping you'd go there.
It threw me for a second. I was naughty.
Deacon Randy Keel, everyone. Cardia Counseling, everyone. And this is why we have him on every month. And he comes on every Thursday morning with us as well. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Maggie Green. Maggie Green is the author of the new book, The St. Monica Club, How to Hope, Wait, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones by Sophia Institute. Every one of us has someone that we know that has fallen away from the Catholic Church. Maggie Green's going to help us get them back. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. Let's talk about your 10 o'clock show that you got going on this morning.
Well, I have Harold Friedman joining me, and that's a name you're not going to recognize. But he's a lawyer, he's a Catholic blogger, and he writes a lot about religious freedom. And he's identified what he considers the top 10 legal cases from 2019 that are challenging our religious freedoms. And I don't think we're going to get through all 10 of them, but we're going to take a good shot at it. A lot of them have to do with abortion and those rights, and it goes from there. So it's going to be very informative, I think.
This is an important topic. There's no question about it. And you hit the important topics on Straight Talk every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, and you can also hear it at 10 o'clock in the evening. Friends, if you missed the show, you can go to iowacatholicradio.com, and all of those shows, Gene's shows, are podcasted there. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Talk to you soon, Gene.
God bless.
All right, Maggie Green coming up, second half hour, St. Monica Club, how to hope, wait, and pray for your fallen away loved ones. Looking forward to talking to Maggie in the second half hour. Don't go anywhere, friends. Tuesday, January 7th. By the way, if something hits you, you got a takeaway, I'd love to read it over the air of any of my guests throughout this new year. You could text me at 515-223-1150. Text in. What do you think? In fact, I'll just start it right now. What do you think of Deacon Randy Keel's segment? Was there a takeaway, something that you're going to remember today? Text me. I'd love to read it over the air again. 515-223-1150. Tuesday, January 7th. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. I want to thank R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. RRRealty.com. Now, R&R Realty Group has been with me for a long time. They have helped us here at Iowa Catholic Radio in tremendous ways. They started in 1985, currently owning 6.9 million square feet of office, retail, multifamily, and warehouse facilities. Yes, all of that happens in just 34 years, and they've been very generous with the success that they've had. That's rrrealty.com, rrrealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. Then people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. Even though he's divine, Jesus' pity for the crowd is indicative of the feelings that he experiences as a human. He not only notices their need for both spiritual and physical sustenance, he provides both kinds in abundance. This isn't just an act of charity or a miracle to show off his power. This is also a lesson for the disciples about what can be accomplished when we properly respond to God's call to cooperate with him.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Gray's Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Area code 319 says, "I didn't realize my ego was so big, realizing how I'm always right." Well, you're not the only one, my friend. Most people of what Deacon Randy was talking about, most people struggle with this, all right? So, you know, when we talk about ego and vanity, even some of the most humble people out there, this is a battle within all of us, okay? So I don't want you to beat yourself up here. This is not something just that a select few people are struggling with. Your saint quote of the day, St. Ignatius of Loyola, says, "Teach us to give and not to count the cost." Teach us to give and not to count the cost. Kind of goes in theme with what Deacon Randy was talking about, with what it means to be a servant. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you this day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes, Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. Passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful, manageable for many years to come. Now it's officially tree and shrub pruning season. What does that mean? It means between Thanksgiving and St. Valentine's Day, we're right smack dab in the middle of it. It's time to prune small trees and shrubs. Shaping small trees now prevents large corrective pruning later, which is pricey. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, good sir.
Well, good morning, John. I'm just finishing up this text here. 515-223-1150. Please bring an end to Prediction Friday. Send. Hit send. Send.
You know, with
darn
with,
block. It
I'll
says
tell you
block.
What, with my
darn.
Vikings here playing on Saturday, I might have to bring that back just one more week.
Oh my goodness!
We'll see.
I'm gonna start this again.
We'll see.
I thought we could at least hold off to maybe the fall, but yeah, your Vikings—they have the. The Saturday night game, Saturday afternoon game at San Francisco, 3:30. Yeah, 3:30 start.
They look
congratulations
good.
The Vikings got that big win. Your all-price quarterback finally got a meaningful win on the road.
He got one meaningful win on the road, meaningful win in his career. Goodness. I'm a big Kirk Cousins fan, though. I like him personally.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I like him. I'm cheering for him, so we'll see how it works out for him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. A lot of fun. Yeah, you should be happy. All those Viking fans will be happy, at least for one more week until the 49ers set you straight. But yeah. That'll be all right.
It's going to be a tough game.
Well, you're sounding better today, my friend, than yesterday, so that cold's gradually going away, it sounds like. And, of course, first place it goes is the place that you are the on your body where you, what you use the most, your voice.
Yeah, first place it goes is now – second place it goes is to my son. So now he's got a little bit of a sniffle. He's not full, you know, cold and all that, but he's got, you know, the sniffles. So I'm pumping him with vitamins here. Take those vitamins,
yeah,
man.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we talking to you tomorrow morning, or is my two older sisters going to be subbing for you?
You've
got to give me a heads up.
I will be in until Friday. Gene's going to be subbing on Friday. I got an early, early flight out to Fort Wayne, South Bend.
Okay, I'll keep that. And if you're not going, you're going to South Bend, Indiana. Make sure you say hello to Notre Dame and wear your Iowa State gear while you're there and see what they say.
Yeah, I'm not going to South Bend. I'm going to Fort Wayne. I'm going to try to avoid South Bend at all costs with my Iowa State gear.
I see. Yeah. Oh, I had my Notre Dame hat on yesterday, my Notre Dame vest on for a little bit yesterday.
Goodness.
Celebrating the season, my friend. Mm-hmm. Celebrating the season.
Yeah, you can have
all right now. Right now from the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 27 degrees, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. As you wake up on this Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, we do have a feels-like temperature of 17 degrees, a little bit chilly out. But today, we'll see mostly sunny skies most of the day. Clouds will be moving in this afternoon. At today's high, 41 degrees here in central Iowa, with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 18 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 38 degrees. And on Thursday, rain moving in and warmer, a high of 54 degrees, and on Friday, colder temperatures and a chance of snow that come with it, a high of 33 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, the new $500 million Des Moines Airport terminal will have to be bigger than first thought. Des Moines International Airport plans in 2018 called for the new airport terminal to be built in two phases as travel numbers grow here in central Iowa. Now, airport managers say they need to build it all at once as close to 3 million passengers used the Des Moines Airport in 2019. That record number was not supposed to happen until the year 2027. So with the record growth last year, airport officials are now considering plans to install the new gates and build the new terminal right now. Airport officials hope Congress will allow them to raise the fees on tickets to help pay for the expansion. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in Big 12 women's basketball up in Ames. Number 25, Texas, defeated Iowa State 81-75. Both teams now 1-1 in Big 12 play. Cyclones fall to 9-4 overall. Last night, NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines. And the second-place Iowa Wolves upended first-place Memphis by the score of 145-136 at Wells Fargo Arena. Congratulations to Iowa Wolves on that win. Last night, in one of the final bowl games of the season, the Lending Tree Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama, Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns defeated Miami of Ohio 27-17. That sets up the final college bowl game. That's a national championship game going down in Louisiana, down at the Superdome in New Orleans next Monday night. That'll be January 13th. Clemson taking on LSU, both teams with records of 14-0, and they'll kick off 7 o'clock next Monday. That'll be televised on ESPN. Right now, LSU a 5.5-point favorite. Tonight's men's college basketball in the Big Ten and the Missouri Valley Conference. In the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes on the road at Nebraska tonight, 8 o'clock tip-off. That'll be televised on the Big Ten Network. Missouri Valley Conference play tonight, Northern Iowa and Drake at home, Indiana State at Northern Iowa, 7 o'clock tip off in Cedar Falls, while Loyola of Chicago comes to Des Moines. They take on the Drake Bulldogs, and they'll tip off at 8 o'clock, and that'll be televised on CBS Sports Network from the Knapp Center in Des Moines. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling. Fort Dodge taking on Dowling this afternoon at 2:30 at Val Lanes. And tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, high school boys basketball, 7th-ranked Dowling at Hoover, pregame at 7:30, tip off 7:45. Join me and Mike Swain from the Hoover Gym tonight, Dowling at Hoover here on Iowa Catholic Radio and high school boys basketball. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 27 degrees, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Today it'll be mostly sunny, clouds moving in later on this afternoon. Today's high, 41 degrees here in central Iowa, with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see a bit of a slowdown on 235 heading into downtown from the West Mixer. It's a 12-minute drive, 8 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown on 235. Also, we have a stall, 235 westbound at 73rd. It's on the right shoulder, so that's also creating part of that. That's going to give you a bit of a slowdown on in that area as well. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, he wished to retire numerous times to live a simple life of prayer, but God, he always had different plans for him. St. Raymond of Peñafort today. He was well-educated and well-respected. He began teaching philosophy at age 20, and soon after secured doctorates in both civil and church law. He joined the Dominicans at age 41, and not long after, Pope Gregory IX asked Raymond to be his confessor. While in Rome, Raymond put his education to work, organizing all the decrees of the popes and councils into five volumes. They were looked upon as one of the best organized collections of church law. That is until 1917, codification of canon law. At the age of 60, Raymond was appointed Archbishop of Tarragona, the capital of Aragon. He didn't like the honor at all and ended up getting sick and resigning in just 2 years. He didn't get to enjoy his peace very long, however, because when he was 63, he was elected by his fellow Dominicans to be the head of the entire order, the successor of St. Dominic. Raymond worked hard, visited on foot all the Dominicans, reorganized their constitutions, and managed to put through a provision that a master general be allowed to resign. When the new constitutions were accepted, Raymond, then 65, resigned. He still had 35 years to oppose heresy and work for the conversion of the Moors in Spain. He also gave support to St. Thomas Aquinas to write some of his works. In his 100th year, yes, at the age of 100, the Lord finally let Raymond retire. We ask today, St. Raymond of Peñafort, to pray for us. Amen. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, thank you for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a family that knows how important wills and estate planning is. Can't thank him enough. Been in practice for over 30 years. 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Maggie. Now, this is a topic, friends, for everyone, all right? I don't care who you are. You know someone that has left the Catholic Church. Maybe you yourself has left the Catholic Church. You got a kid, a grandkid, maybe a spouse even. Maggie Green has written the book, The St. Monica Club, and How to Hope, Wait, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones. This is an interview for every single one of us right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show, offering dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation, digging wells to providing safe sanitary toilets, and more. They are offering 12,000 meals a week. Yes, partnering with Meals for the Heartland. BlessmanInternational.org. That is BlessmanInternational.org. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, January 7th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. Catholic Charities is looking for groups of 3 to 5 people to help newly arrived refugees feel at home in our community. These groups commit about 4 hours per month helping our newcomers navigate the school system, learn how to use money, laws, language, and more. If interested, call Catholic Charities at 237-5027 and ask for Holly. That's 237-5027. The weekend program for Beginning Experience, a ministry for those who have lost a loved one through death, divorce, or separation, will be at St. Thomas More Center in Panora, January 17th through the 19th. To learn more about Beginning Experience, contact Father Bob Shaman at 515-418-1938. That's 515-418-1938. Registration is now open for the summer 2020 at Catholic Youth Camp. Next summer, again, promises lots of fun, prayer, friendships, and new cabins. You can register at the St. Thomas More Center website and even follow along to see the progress of the new cabins at stmcenter.com/construction-update. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Whoa!
Thanks for joining me today, friends. My next guest wrote a very important book, and a book, as I said before, that is for every single one of us, because I think every one of us knows someone that has fallen away. The St. Monica Club, Maggie Green joins me. Hi, Maggie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. First of all, what a perfect name for this book and for this movement, the St. Monica Club, How to Hope, Wait, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones. Who better knows how to get someone back than her?
Yeah, she's the perfect example. She's the model and the template for what we're supposed to do, because this is an epidemic. Mm-hmm. There's not anybody who doesn't know somebody who has fallen away from the church for a myriad of reasons.
I can't help but think that this book doesn't come from a personal place. Not just, I'm going to go out and evangelize. I know this is an issue for other people, but I know this is an issue for me.
Oh, it is absolutely on my heart. Absolutely. But I wrote it without using examples explicitly, because those in my heart who are far from the church, they have their own journey of wrestling with God to go through. And, you know, they didn't ask for their mother to be a writer. Mm-hmm. So I tried to do it about really your response to the situations, as opposed to
were sitting around the table and this happened.
Mm-hmm. I want to get something out of the way quick, because I think this is, we can make this about us all too easily. And we can make it about us in a way that maybe doesn't sound egotistic or vain. But, you know, we feel guilty because our children has left the faith. What have I done wrong? What have I done to make this happen? What did I not do growing up? How do you wrestle? How do you avoid those feelings?
Well, they're not productive. They are natural. I mean, every person armchair quarterbacks their life. That's just part of the nature of being. But what it isn't is productive, because it leaves you sitting there either grading your children's faith as a failure or a success, which is not appropriate, or you know, just hand-wringing, and that's also counterproductive. Both of those lead to despair or anger, and that's not useful. Either for loving your child or for continuing in your own faith journey.
Mm-hmm. I think you're exactly right. We got to get in mission mode. And mission mode isn't self-pity or, you know, thinking back to our past. The devil lives in our past. God wants right now, and right now is all we have. So how do you do it? How do you advise those to prevent our loved ones from leaving the faith, first off, and then to bring some of those back? Let's start with preventing. You got small kids, you've got little kids, you've got people in your care still. How do you make this faith something that they want to stick with for the rest of their life?
Well, I would not use the word prevent, because that implies that you can somehow bubble wrap or protect against any possibility of straying. God made Eden and his kids strayed. So I look at it this way. But what you can do is be a joyful witness. And that is, if you go to the doctors of the church, doing little things with great love and praying without ceasing, it really is being a joyful witness. That is the most compelling means by which people are drawn to the faith. If you are doing things grudgingly, that is internalized by others who are watching, this is not something they want to do.
You're talking about joy.
Yes.
It's infectious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's contagious, yes.
I mean, a joyful Catholic, someone that just oozes joy, not someone angry, not someone complaining, not someone gossiping, but someone full of joy. That is, I think, and it's been on my heart so much, that is the key right there. It's so attractive.
And like, you know, save us from the sour-faced saints. Hmm. We can't do that. And if you look at St. Monica again, she maintained a congenial, loving relationship with her son, even when he was absolutely far from the faith. Mm-hmm. And that's over a course of a 17-year time where she prayed for him. She asked others to pray for him. She asked others to talk to him. She went to Mass. I mean, she was fervent. And he absolutely rejected it. I mean, he really did not. They were at odds, but she still maintained a loving maternal relationship with her son. And that's the key, maintaining an actual, authentic, loving relationship with the person who is far from the faith.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Now, there can be instances where relationships get very unhealthy and you maybe need to step away and seek some help in that arena. But I think you're right. It is not dismissing someone because they've left the faith. In some ways, it's loving them back. I want to say this, though, and this is something, kind of a point you alluded to a little bit just a second ago, and that is, we can have this temptation to water down the faith in order to kind of bring people closer or to maybe make things that are important to the faith less important. That is not what St. Monica did. That's not what any of the saints did. They never watered down the faith in order to make it a little bit more appetizing for people to be able to come back. They stuck with that truth, but it was always in love.
Yeah, they didn't. They never watered down the faith. In fact, St. Monica had a vision where she saw St. Augustine with her. And she told her son this vision. And he said, well, you could be if you just would let go of all this Christianity. Mm. And she said, the vision wasn't that I would be with you. The vision was that you would be with me.
Wow. Wow.
And so that's a good interpretation. But at the same time, that is not combative. It's merely reflective of her faith. Mm-hmm. She didn't sharpen up her rhetorical sword and go, let me skewer you. She just pointed to him gently about the reality of what she saw.
Yeah. Is this book only for people that have people that are fallen away, or if there's a fallen away Catholic listening right now, could they get something from this book?
Well, I would certainly hope that anyone who's drawn to the book would find in it some comfort, some thoughts, and some, in a sense, revelation of what our faith actually is, which is not a system of rules or simply, 2,000 plus years of tradition built up upon each other, but is actually about having an authentic relationship with Christ and understanding that God is a Trinitarian God and understanding that we're called to have a relationship with God that is full and loving and free from sin, and likely, and also to have that sort of relationship with those around us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would certainly hope that if someone is pulled in by the book, that they find in it something deeper than they expected.
St. Monica Club, How to Wait, Hope, and Pray for Your Fallen Away Loved Ones, Maggie Green. Thank you so much, Maggie, for coming on.
Thank you.
You can get the book at SophiaInstitute.com. You can also go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have the book, they will order it for you. Maggie Green, everyone. That puts this show in the books. Friends, thank you so much for coming along with a journey with me today here on this Tuesday. I'll be live in studio, the Mercy One studio, tomorrow. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.